USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Nearly a year since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, President Biden once again pledging U.S. support.
I can proudly say that our support for Ukraine remains unwavering.
Speaking in Warsaw, Poland, the president called out Russia's brutality against the Ukrainian people, accusing troops of being mercenaries and committing crimes against humanity. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country will not participate in the last remaining arms control pact with the United States. Putin made that announcement in a speech where he also said he will not change his strategy in Ukraine.
I would like to repeat, they started the war, and we used the force in order to stop it.
In his State of the Nation address, Putin said Russia is a victim of Western double-dealing and said Russia, not Ukraine, is fighting for its very existence. Wall Street down sharply at the closing bell, the last batch of retail earnings causing stocks to tumble as they renewed concerns about the economy. The Dow dropped 697 points, the S&P 500 down 82, the NASDAQ fell 295. The Environmental Protection Agency is ordering Norfolk Southern Railroad to pay for all cleanup associated with a train derailment earlier this month in East Palestine, Ohio.
Norfolk Southern will clean up all contamination in soil and water and safely transport that contamination to the appropriate location.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan promised the railroad would be held responsible. Winter weather watches and warnings spreading across the country as a powerful winter storm prepares to bear down on millions of Americans. The weather issues stretch from the West Coast to the Midwest. There are blizzard warnings in much of South Dakota and southern Minnesota, with Minneapolis and St. Paul expected to take the brunt of the storm. And a springtime dessert treat is back for a limited time. McDonald's rolling out the minty Shamrock Shake nationwide, but only while supplies last. This is USA News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
A congressional delegation has traveled to Ukraine, where they met with President Zelensky. The delegation led by Republican Mike McCaul, who says we should be doing more for Ukraine.
The plan right now from the administration is just enough to bleed through the winter and spring, but not enough for victory. We need to give them enough for victory.
McCaul, the chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, praised Zelensky, saying he's beaten the odds in a battle few thought he could sustain. The GOP trip comes just a day after President Biden's surprise visit to Ukraine. CNN is letting anchor Don Lemon return to work after he made controversial remarks about women and aging. Those remarks directed at GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley, saying she isn't in her prime and that a woman in their prime would be in their 20s and 30s and maybe 40s. CNN's chairman announced that Lemon would participate in formal training. He'll be back on CNN this morning on Wednesday. SpaceX is preparing for a launch that will send four people to the International Space Station. The Crew 6 mission set to blast off early Sunday morning from Cape Canaveral. On board will be two NASA astronauts, a Russian cosmonaut, and a long-duration astronaut from the United Arab Emirates. They will spend 6 months on the space station. TCU quarterback Max Duggan received another honor. Duggan was presented with the Davey O'Brien Award, which recognizes the best quarterback in college football. Duggan led the Horned Frogs to an undefeated regular season and the first playoff win in program history. He is heading to the NFL. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles, and no latte is worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.